Glory to God forever. Wonder and reality. Continuing this series about how Jesus teaches us. And the previous message was about this incredible revelation that Jesus Christ is God. Amen. The Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, wants to give you that, and if you don't have it already, and everything that you need and want and desire. I say this because I want to give a message of encouragement about this walk with Jesus Christ. What a privilege that we get to walk with Him directly. The precious, beautiful Spirit of Jesus Christ Himself. And that's the key. You know, there's many, we have, like I've said before, we have hundreds of things, thousands of things we can do, many options. We can search the Bible and, you know, learn the Bible inside and out, which is great. His Word, He and His Word are one, and the Word of God is eternal, and glory to God. We can watch messages, and we can do a lot of things. The one thing that's the greatest, that is the key, is that relationship with a person has directly with Jesus through His Spirit. The Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus. Directly. No one in between. And you know, He says, I'm a jealous God. He has to deal with us directly. That's common sense. Now, sometimes we don't realize that and we do other things. And I just think so many people, you know, they do everything else but that, which is knowing Him and having that relationship with Him directly is the whole key. And He will give us the revelations like the fact that Jesus is God and the mysteries. He'll reveal all these wonderful mysteries. The greatest thing, His presence. His glorious presence. And often it seems so complicated. You know, the Bible, 66 books, and there's just all kinds of information. There's millions of books and teachings and, you know, all these different opinions and everything. We don't need those. We need the Bible, of course, but it's the simple walk with Him directly. So someone may say, well, how do I walk with Him? Well, it's so easy. Our spirit person's reborn. Okay? He's everywhere. He's everywhere we go. You know, Psalm 139, read that. It's incredible. Everywhere we go, He's there. And so our spirit person connects to Him. In Him we live and move and have our being. We just need to get rid of this old nature that wants to do the other things in the world and sin and all that, and just connect with Him. And yes, I mean, He may ask us, tell us, we may get, He may impress upon us to pray, for intercede, for maybe a place, a city, another country, for a person. Yes, He'll lead us to read the Bible, of course, that's wonderful. But let's always remember that it's knowing Him, and He's glory, His glorious, the glorious splendor, on the glorious splendor of Your majesty, and on Your wondrous works will I meditate. Amen, amen. And so I think this is something that, at least I want to emphasize in this series, that Jesus teaches us over time. You know, we need to let Him teach us and not just do our own thing you know, for so long we've done our own thing, you know, and that's kind of, that's all humans, we're all like that. That's how we're, you know, we're like dust, we're a vapor. Surely every man in his best state is but vapor. There's no one who does good, no, not one. They have together turned aside and become corrupt. You know, that's our fallen nature. So don't worry about it. Don't just learn from it. You know, don't. Where every person's like that. I know I am. I have been, and I'm trying. So I want to let Jesus be my teacher and lead me into that relationship with Him. Amen. More soon. Thanks for listening.